Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
It's time for Razorback Graffiti,
Sam,
sponsored by Fence Brokers. Looking for fencing materials?
Thanks,
call
Chris.
Fence Brokers today at 501-847-8811. Now you know the drill. One sentence and
nothing's
one sentence off-limits. Only.
This would be a doozy. Yeah,
nothing's off-limits.
That's right. Say, get it off your chest. Get it
please,
off,
get it off your chest.
Out of your head.
Rather you take it out on us, especially David, than we would your wife or children. We love you and we thank you for listening.
One sentence only. Albert, go ahead.
Will the buzz out be done by the time Rogers finished explaining Oregon State's past to the
I had to get it right in my head.
All right, Big Phil, what's in us only?
Jackass.
We told y'all to stay at home. Next time, listen to us, you corn eating maggots.
That's right. You're right, Phil. You're right. Mike, go ahead.
Everybody boo bass. Boo!
Everybody boo bass.
Yes, yes.
Yes. 661-1037. David, go ahead.
Oh, we'll get them next time.
There you go. There you go. Get a nice, good attitude. I like it. 661-1037. Bradley, go ahead.
Yes, Trey. I was wondering, when I drive my ball down the fairway and it rests next to some goose poop, am I allowed to play through?
Well, the short grass there in Trey's shop. 661-1037. Sammy, what you got?
Bad. Stay away from Omaha. Don't jinx them like the softball team.
I know. It's too late. I did last time, but no more. I'm not going up anymore.
We're not going. We'll never see another Razorback game ever if they win a World Series.
Hey, Arden, what's up?
Bad.
We were warned. Thanks. Yeah, you're right, Arden. It's my fault. I apologize. Bill, one sentence only.
Breaking news. Just walked another Ole Miss player.
Oh, I'm sure that would have been good. Yeah, but you were going through it, don't you?
C Rob, what's up?
I'm ready to be hurt again.
Ready to be hurt again. Listen, last night was hurt. I was hurt last night.
Oh my gosh, were you?
I just thought this was it. That we were not. No, we can still do it, but it just makes it a lot tougher road to go.
Yeah, I never heard you say that.
Dusty, good morning.
Hot times, Daddy.
Listen, I want to go for Oregon again.
Dusty Rose, 661-1037. Hot sauce.
Go to hell, old man.
There you go. Oh, yes. Don't they say hell in that hottie toddy?
I don't know. I don't talk
hottie
like
toddy, gosh almighty.
Yes. They say by damn.
Oh, damn. That's
they say
what
damn.
Okay.
And they spell it
How
with
offensive.
An N.
How offensive.
How offensive.
Ben, go ahead. One sentence and one sentence only.
Dave Van Choke is at it again.
Boo. Dave Van Choke. Wow.
Listen, 661-1037, Razorback Graffiti. Get it out.
Let's go. Chris.
I don't know what fuck's worse, what you two have done to our program or the new guy.
Look at
some Chris
Bevin. I'm in Justin Moore, by the way.
Where is he?
I think he's in Rapid,
you're
Florida.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I think he's in
Rapid,
Florida.
You had a nightmare last night. Yeah. You know what? I had a dream last night that we actually had. It was me, you, RJ, and Justin Moore on this show. I have not said that. It seems like a month since we've had him
on.
Hey,
by the way, somebody just pointed out, the greatest tweet last night was the one from Roger when you guys have your hand over your face.
Because
yeah.
That was somebody, it was Akery saying, y'all need to leave.
Right.
And we just like, I know it. It was like the second inning and third inning.
Yeah.
David, go ahead.
Baz, how could you let your bad juju rub off on Rod?
I know.
Thank you. You know, David, exactly. I'm not.
Yeah, should have been with me at the softball deal.
Listen, when you left our seats and went back into the club, I don't see you anymore.
I know.
You're running into people.
I just sulked inside.
Oh, you sulked.
Yeah, the TV monitor inside was like three plays behind the field.
And there was adult beverages in there. Yes,
maybe. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, David. Thank you very much. For years and years, I thought it was me.
All right, he thought it was him.
Okay.
It's you.
Okay.
Karen!
David, I want to speak to your manager.
Karen! That's good. I like it.
Very good. James?
James?
James, that's you.
What? Well, oh, look, he's calling. One sentence only.
Oh, okay. Blake.
The Basil curse lives to kill again.
Yep.
I'm not going back. Listen, they can still do it. I'm not. I don't matter. You can pay me thousands of dollars. I'm not going back.
You're imitating Jack Nicholson.
People want you to stay away from the football game.
No, listen, that football, I was there for the bowl win. That was good. There's no curse there. And basketball, too. We saw him win the basketball. It's only baseball and softball that's killing
people
us.
People are asking if you had – what? You're not on.
Oh, wrong one. You went to the regular season. You didn't go postseason.
For what? Basketball?
Basketball.
No, I didn't.
It doesn't count.
Okay. Some people are asking if you had ever been in contact with Bobby Petrino back in
the day. No.
That's what I'm tweeting.
Is that Bo? Bo. Is that Bo?
Bo.
There once was a man named Basil, the Razorbacks knew so well. He went to the series, the hub came back, Terry. So, Basil, you can go straight to
it. Wow, a lot of effort there on that.
Yeah, it really was, and, nice, and done bro. Fine. Done
oh, my
fine.
Gosh, look, you used to know.
Hey, Coach. He was in Russellville last night.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, guys. Morning, guys. Today, I'm an Ole Miss Rebel.
Oh my God!
Well done.
That's what he said.
Well done.
He said, "Today I'm an old Mr. Rebel." Well done. Oh my God!
Well done, Coach.
By the way, Jamie Price to Rant the Grove Hunting Club. He said he's not going to call. I didn't want to rub it in today. So very gracious for him. Thank you, Jamie.
We
don't need
guy.
To hear from
Jamie
you today.
Jamie was happy to see you headed to Omaha.
He's a good guy. Yes, Jamie. Yeah, Jamie's wanting us to go back for the series. Thank you, Jamie. Dave.
Some people prefer their pickles cucumbered.
What? Some people prefer their pickles cucumbered. Was that what he said? I don't know. It's something like Colonel Sanders. Mike, go ahead.
Basil
un ojo.
He said un ojo. Van Horn.
Frank Van Horn.
Homa Blues.
Please, is that what he said?
What a hell of a combo. All right, national anthem singer guy.
Since Texas is gone for game 9, can I get my gig back?
Well, no. Well done. Well done,
oh,
sir.
Very nice.
Vicky!
661-1037. Vicky.
Yeah, now we know who drank all the shots.
Oh, my God. He ripped that thing open like Jell-O pudding.
Yeah, it was nasty. It was. Oh, I'm glad we walked
you
down.
Said, you said, guess what? You said it was nasty after the first one. You had four.
Yeah,
more.
Well, yeah, I was trying to add to our winning total. If I'd have known it was
so. These are terrible. Give me bartender.
No,
give me four more.
It was, give me I wasn't going to waste it. I wasn't going to waste it.
You know what he said? I want an even five.
RJ, it was.
I want to add to the total. Give me five of these.
Hey, it was right across the street from some stadium. It
right
was. I mean, you walk down the steps of the stadium. It was. I mean, you talk. I don't tell what their rent is, but I'm sure they probably will make
listen,
it back.
When I ask you to wait on me going into the stadium, you didn't wait under a tent on the stadium side. You waited in Rocco's.
I thought that we'd hear from Snowball today. No. Heaven. No,
why?
Heaven.
You're piling on me? I will tweet like
we need a snowball.
Like we need snowball. I want fake Stan. Where's fake Stan?
I know. 661-1037. Billy, go ahead.
Who is more annoying, the fake Ole Miss umpire or the two LSU billboards behind home plate?
I didn't get a chance to see that. I'll have to ask about that.
I don't know.
Brenda.
Brenda.
Well, if I'd been in that stadium last night, David Basil, I would have told you to get on out of there.
Wow. Very
well
nice,
done,
Brenda.
Well done. Freddie.
Hey, just like my kids, can't stay away from things you're supposed to.
Very nice.
B-Rob,
huh?
At least we're going to win the shot challenge.
I don't know. We may not. Yeah. Apparently somebody came in there and front-ended like 900 of
those
things.
That's it. I'm not doing trivia
tonight.
Which is
ridiculous.
You know, I'm not doing trivia tonight. Yeah. You know why? Because the ball game is going to be on at 6, and I don't want to take away from folks that want to watch. So guess what? That loss cost me money.
It did.
Your jinx cost me money.
You went with me. Oh, look here, Stan.
Y'all gonna look at me funny now. Y'all gonna look at me funny. I think we peaked too early now.
We peaked too early. I thought he said that or Alabama. One of the two.
Hey, I know y'all gonna look at me funny. But what y'all gonna do now?
We don't even need to take Stan's call anymore. We just have that.
We don't have to.
Todd, what you got? One sentence only.
Man, I kept thinking I was going to see Roger Scott running the bases with all the free passes we've given out.
Very nice. Listen, we almost sent Greg Hatcher down there to pitch. He had a little bit of eligibility left. We were right out of pitching. Stanford.
Hi, this is Stanford. I know y'all want to look at me funny and sideways. But what you gonna do now?
Wow, that's a Stanford stand.
I like that.
Oh, a few more here. Rick, go ahead.
That game was so brutal last night. I had to drink so much. Tommy Smith would have been jealous.
Low blow. I think we know who that was.
Wow. Wowza. I never.
Double R. Right
up, Randy.
David, Basil, you are a big bag of alpaca crap.
Did you guys see Rainwater at the wedding wearing his hat? He had his little Amish hat looking thing.
Amish
with his
hat?
Suit on.
What wedding?
His stepson got married.
I need to look at the hat. Is it a new hat?
Picture. Yeah, Rainwater had it. He
got an
sharp.
Amish hat on?
Huh?
It's an Amish hat?
Well, it's kind of like a... It's like a duster hat, like what you guys would wear in Montana.
Wow. I wonder if that's a new lid.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the horse-drawn carriage should have given it away. That's what it was. Jerry.
What we need is a dual-threat pitcher. That's what we need.
Dual-threat pitcher. He had seven pitchers last night. Seven.
Seven.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it is.
He had 10 walks.
Listen, I hated it for Zach Morris. I mean, you got pulled in the first.
And then the manhole comes out and says, obviously we didn't pitch well, and Zach didn't start off well.
Whose fault is that?
And Will McIntyre will probably get the start tonight.
I think you were all over. You were all over saying Van Horn chose poorly.
I never said that. Oh, look at there.
Oh,
my gosh, we got two great calls here we're going to finish up with. Danny Joe.
That's right, Tommy. Out here at Little Rock Dodge, speaking of nine innings, we got Cuck started at 9-9, 9-9.
No, Danny
Little
Joe.
Little Rock Dodge.
Look at their snowball.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, good morning. Hey, why didn't you leave David Basil at home like you did me, Roger?
That sounded like a different snowball voice.
That's a different snowball, but who knows? I mean, maybe the ghost of Snowball when he was younger. You people are horrible. Imitating my deceased dog that I could not.
I think it's sweet.
You.
It's a nice tribute.
Take another Jello shot, will you? Mike.
Boo, Basil. Boo.
Wow.
Yes, boo. Hiss.
I'll never go to another game again until we win.
Again.
In baseball.
Unless someone wants to take us to the championship game next Monday.
I told RG, I can't do it. I can't go. I can't take another loss.
If the offer comes for you and I to go watch the Razorbacks in the two greatest words in College World Series games, game three.
Read my lips. No.
I don't care. You said that.
Nope.
Six scotch and waters Roger. No. Oh, here's the one. Just don't let me have five more.
So keep adding to it. What else you want to add to get me there for the championship game, Michael, say Sunday or Monday?
Nope. Do you remember hitting me up for Jello shots?
You ready? Look. Nope. I can't take watching and seeing us lose again. I can't take
it. The ghost of Frank Broyles comes back and says, Baz, we need you in that game. What do you do?
I'm not sure which was more hurtful, the seeing the ladies not get a chance to go to the World Series for the first
time
ever.
You really are hung up on that.
Well, it's painful.
I mean, that's a bad term.
It's painful. Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, because you had everything set up. And then this, after Monday, you think, we are sitting pretty. We just got to, we knew it was going to be tough. But then to get beat that way, we got to put it behind us.
Where's Cowboy? How come he's not calling?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we know that Jamie's not going to call him because Jamie's a good guy. We like Jamie anyway, Jamie Price. We know he is. I mean, he's not going to pile in. It's not in his nature to do that. But, we talked to Justin Wells last night, and here we are talking about it. But he's actually played the game there. Yeah. And he's telling us, look, it's not as easy, you know.
And we met Bubba Carpenter yesterday. RJ, have you met Bubba before?
Yeah, I met Bubba
before. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a solid guy.
Yeah.
I like him.
He'd bowed up.
Let's ask these the last two, and then we'll go to